jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, sorry for about coming to you a little bit late here this morning. Have a few technical difficulties here. Sometimes that happens when you're in an underground bunker outside here on cornfields outside of Columbus, Ohio. Don't know what was going on. Always tried to reset the internet so we get a good clean feed. Wouldn't come back, man. It just wouldn't come back. Kept having this unidentified network jump. There was a time in here where I don't know if I've shared this, guys, with you. Back when we were living in our other place, I don't know what's going on here. But we had the FBI all the time. I would log into my internet and it would pop up and say, available networks. You know how that is? Mobile FBI. I don't know if they're still doing it to me or not, but it's good to know that the devil knows we're alive, isn't it, boys? Man, I got a full plate. That's why I'm in my camo today. Thought I'd go with a little bit with a camo look. A lot of stuff we got to get done here in the next 10 days. A lot of things I want to share with you. A lot of things I want to speak with you about. Had a great weekend, a relaxing weekend with my wife, my family, and it's all good. It's mild, 70. Oh, I was 50 something maybe here today. Going to be 70 today. Great day to be alive. June what? I always say that. I got so many glasses here in front of me. June 4th. Is that when Robert Kennedy was killed? Just thinking. June 4th, 1968. Sirhan didn't do it, of course. Now we're finding out more and more recent. Wait. Hang on. Whoops. Hang on. Sirhan didn't do it. If he did it, he didn't act alone. We're now finding out more and more about that. The great deception that's been going on in America is really, really, it's been pretty remarkable to see. And I'd like to go back and tell everybody what happened. The day America died was when John F. Kennedy got killed. That's when the lies really began to be exposed to us. And we understand that there really was a deep state with the Dulles brothers and all that stuff going on in Dallas. Gotten deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper ever since then. And boy, what a time to be alive. I guess I seem like I'm distracted a bit. I'm distracted only because I've got so much to talk about, and then I couldn't get online. So let me break things down here a little bit as we roll through this. For those of you who don't know, we always pray before we went on there. That guy never prays. I got an email about that. Listen, okay. So I'm speaking to all my friends out there and all my enemies out there, okay? Occupy and occupy. All hands on deck. All hands on deck. June 15th and 16th. Coming up, it's next weekend. Next weekend. Now, look, part of it is my fault, okay? I'll take responsibility for part of it. Guys, you got to sign up. When you sign up, for instance, I know right now about 10 names. Crazy me. I'm not very techie. So I haven't really been checking the names and addresses and all that stuff. And so I found out this Gary Pierce and Jared got me the names today. And some guys I know who are coming, they're not even on the list. Your name isn't even on the list. You say, well, what does that matter? Logistics, boys and girls. Got to order food. I got a lot. I'll be porta potties I'm going to need. If you're coming, listen, I'm going to make a new plan right now. If you're listening to this show right now, and you're going to be part of what we're going to do next weekend, send me an email, would you please? Would you send me an email? Now, here's what I need to know. Where are you staying? In other words, are you in a hotel? Are you planning on camping? Are you pulling a camper? Logistics. Some of you I got to pick up at the airport. How about doing me a favor and shooting me your information? Yes, Coach, I'm going to be there, and I'm hoping to sleep on a floor. I have to know. have to know, because we're beginning to make, well, not beginning, we're making plans, but logistically I'm getting eaten alive here because I just don't know. And then I know there are some of you out there who are going to be part of the event, but you're not going to come and sleep. Somebody from Ohio, maybe. How about shoot me an email, say, hey, Coach, I'm going to be there. I'll meet you there. Whatever it's going to be, you get it, don't you? Trying to get our team onto the field, and I don't even know who's coming. And then for you last-minute guys, I haven't been able to make a decision as to whether to come. Come on, get here, all right? I know there's a guy in the queue. I won't say who he is just because I won't. Who used SkyMiles on his credit card to bring a friend. Or if you want to help somebody that wants to come, or if you would like to come, Mike. I forgot that. I got to get back to them. I got a couple guys that want to fly in from Washington State to be part of us. Want to know if there's any help available. So if you're able to help us, if you're able to save money, say, Coach, listen, I'll help those guys. Here's $300. Help those guys get in here from Washington. I think it's that critical. I don't know if you guys are noticing this or not. The enemy's out in the streets. They are really, really out in the streets. They really are. And I was taken a little bit back this weekend. I was talking with driving down the road, speaking to my wife, discussing this back and forth. Are you guys afraid to go to a mosque? Is that why some of you won't sign up? Are you afraid to go to a mosque? What do you think we're going to do there? What do you think we're going to do outside a mosque? We'll stand outside a mosque, and we're going to hand out some literature. We're going to engage in some kingdom conversations. We're going to pass out some literature. Is that why some of you won't come? Are you afraid? So listen, we're going to do the mosque on Friday. If you don't want to be part of the mosque, you don't have to. Our event actually begins Friday evening. We're going to tip it off about 6 o'clock. But if you're a little bit before that, that's okay. We're going to do some training and some fellowship and stuff on Friday. Then Saturday morning, we're going to go to the abortion clinic. Hey, Jared, go to my Facebook page real quick. We're going to go to the abortion clinic on Saturday morning. And then we're going to go to the homosexual pride parade on Saturday afternoon. Got some more stuff maybe we'll try to do. But that's right. Come on. You got to grow some hair on your chest at some time. Jared, keep on going down. I'll share what I want them to see. Here's what I want them to see, guys. If you're looking at our screen right now, Jared's going to get there. Next one, Jared. Oh, I'm going to play that one too. Going down, Jared. Right there. Jared, make that screen big. Can you make that screen big? Hey, boys, look at that picture. This is what we're talking about. You're afraid? They're doing this to little children and you're afraid? Is that up on the screen? Can everybody see that up on the screen? You see this? This is going on in America. And some guys won't come. Some guys talk about how they want to serve the Lord. They talk about how somebody's got to do something. And they're doing this to little babies. And guys won't even come. You won't even come and stand with a bunch of other shoulder to shoulder with a bunch of other men. Are you kidding me? Come on, man. Get out of here and help us. Oh, well, Coach, I got my daughter's graduating. I hear it all. And some won't come because they don't want to play with us. They don't like the way we do it. I got an email from some guy back. Are you guys going to go share the gospel or are you just going to go yell at people? I said, sometimes it's the same. Sometimes it's the same thing. We're going to reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. That's what we're going to do. What does that mean and what does that look like? Hell, you don't know because you ain't never done it. So, if I made it clear, say, Coach, I'm going to be there. I'm going to sleep. I'm sleeping in a sleeping bag. I'm going to sleep wherever you can put me, Coach. Count on me. I'm going to be there. We have camp. Mike Blake. The guy's giving us an area to be able to camp, restrooms. I just got to know this stuff. It's less than 2 weeks here, okay? By the way, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. Look at that picture. Are you folks looking at that? Kevin Van Stoe, are you looking at that? Those pictures? You know what they say? I hear it all the time.
Absolutely.
I hear it all the time out on the streets. Oh, that's Photoshopped. Oh, okay. That's Photoshopped. They're not really killing babies, I guess. It's just a blob of tissue. It's all right. Photoshopped. Or how about I hear this one? Well, Coach, they get to go be with Jesus anyway. They go straight to be with Jesus. Look at that.
The people that say that they go straight to be with Jesus are absolutely idiots. They're the ones that they need a backhand across the face.
Yeah. If the people that say, oh, those poor babies go straight to Jesus, they should then go and find their children and cut their throats to send them straight to Jesus, because that's far better off than their kids having to live up in the world that we're leaving for them.
Larry,
I'm better off.
Go ahead.
I said the better off they should cut their own throats so they can go straight to Jesus.
Dale, that's why I love you. You're coming, aren't you, Dale, brother? You're going to come. You're going
to. Hey, brother, yeah, I went to sign in this weekend. I was up in the mountains, brother. We laid hands on my vehicle. We're on our way back home, but I am enjoying listening to this show. Yes, I am coming in.
Okay. All right. Come on, guys. I need to tighten some things up. Look at those babies. Look at that. You say, how big are those things? I'm guessing, 4 inches maybe? I don't know, 4 inches? How big does it have to be for it to be a baby? How long does it have to be before it's created in the little image of God? Come on, man. We're gonna go fight against that. Hey, this is encouraging to me. I'm sorry, I told you I got 1,000 things in my mind today. You know, there are states in America right now. I have to get Matt Tuella on. They're really beginning to defy the government. Do you know that they are? States, did you know Arkansas? Listen, I'm not for incrementalism, but Arkansas passed a law saying that you cannot do a surgical abortion on a baby in it. And it went to the Supreme Court. Did you guys see this? Went to the Supreme Court. What did the Supreme Court say? They have the right. Well, the Supreme Court did not hear the case, did not hear the appeal. In other words, they let the ban stand in Arkansas. Jared, do I have that on the stuff I sent you? I think I do. Let me see, Jared. Throw it up there for you if you can. Planned Parenthood cancels abortions in Arkansas after restrictive law is reinstated. They appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the U.S. Supreme Court did not decide to take the appeal. In other words, the lower court ruling stands, which says the law in Arkansas stands. What's the law in Arkansas stand? No more surgical abortion. I believe that's what it says. I believe so. Why can't that be here in Ohio? Why can't we launch a movement here in Ohio on June 15th? It's going to sweep across the nation. Why can't we do that? We are on the verge of winning, fellas. We're on the verge of winning a lot of these battles. If you guys would quit having your face stuck in end time theology and hoping to get out of here and the rapture's coming and Jesus has come. Hey, you know what I would like to do? I'd like to go into abortion and then be raptured. I'd like to win that battle and then be raptured. Some of you guys, you don't care. Wow, that little babies, they go straight to Jesus anyway. We are freaking sick. We're sick. Tell you, we're sick. I don't even know what else. We're sick. We need you. Come and help us. Now, I'm going to show this just because I'm on a roll this morning, okay? What was Rush Limbaugh's book? See, I Told You So. Hey, Jared, you on my Facebook page? You guys probably haven't seen this. Scroll back up, Jared. I don't watch those little babies anymore. Stay right there, Jared. I put a freeze on this. I feel somewhat vindicated. Still, I feel somewhat vindicated. I was early on the Trump team. I caught a lot of crap. How can you be in support of someone who grabs women's peas? How can you be some strip club owner? How can gambling casinos? How can you be in support of a man? Blah, 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 on and on and on. Lost friends, Facebook fights. Now, I want you to sit back with me. About 3 minutes, I think. And you tell me when you saw anything like this in the Rose Garden, in the White House, in your lifetime. Reagan? How about that good Christian George W. Bush and his good Christian daddy, George H.W. Bush? Seen it in their lifetime? And that born-again Jimmy Carter? Watch this. Go ahead, Jared.
With us today is a living reminder of this truth. His name is John Ponder from Las Vegas, Nevada. Where's John? Come on up here, John. Get up here, John. John grew up without his father. As he tells it, my mother was strong, but she wasn't able to keep us out of the gangs and off the streets, right?
That's her family. Need a
John
daddy.
Was in and out of jail for years until at age 38, he was arrested for bank robbery. You don't look like a bank robber, John. It's come a long way. John soon ended up in federal prison, relegated to solitary confinement. That's where God found him. John began to read the Bible and listen to Christian radio, right?
So incredible. Well, it reminds you of Obama, doesn't incredible. It? Hillary!
One morning at 2 a.m., he woke up to the voice of the great Billy Graham. Reverend Graham's words came through the airwaves. Jesus wants to be Lord of your life. That night, John dedicated his life to Christ. He spent the rest of his time in prison praying, studying the Bible, and bringing the Lord to his fellow inmates.
You believe
after John's release, a visitor knocked on his door. It was the man who put him in jail, FBI Special Agent Richard Beasley. Who's here? Richard? Come on up, Richard.
Oh, well, this is a staged event. A staged event. Yeah, it is. G.W. Bush could have done this.
I want you to know that I've been praying for you. Very strongly, he said that. God called me to the FBI in part because of you, John. The two are now lifelong friends. John, do you like him?
I love him.
Oh, you love him? That's nice. That's beautiful. John runs a ministry that has helped more than 2,000 former inmates rejoin society, and he's the talk of the country. The job John does is incredible. John and Richard, you are a living testament to the power of prayer.
Wow. You believe this?
Your story reminds us that prayer changes hearts and transforms lives. It uplifts the soul, inspires action, and unites us all as one nation under God. So important. And we say it here, you know? A lot of people,
okay,
they don't say it.
Huh? Had you guys seen that? Was that on Fox News? They've been showing this kind of stuff too. It says Fox News here. I didn't see it. Good stuff's going on. Good stuff that ought to make us stand up and push back and engage in the battle. Got a man who's grabbed the flags, run up the hill, and he's sticking it in the ground. Where's the church? Hey, JR, I'm thinking about you. I don't even know if you're out there today, JR. I see right here. Jared, I'm sorry, man. I told you guys I was all over the place today. JR, I don't know if you saw this. Pastor Network. Jared, can you click on that? It says Pastor Network. This is going on right here in Columbus, Ohio. And I don't know, man. Sometimes I just don't know. Sometimes I get encouraged, and then sometimes I get discouraged. And sometimes the truth of it is pastors want to do easy things. They don't want to do hard things. I'll say it again. The pastors want to do easy things, but they don't want to do hard things. June 5th, I think that's tomorrow, right here, Capitol Square, Columbus, June 5th, 2018 at 1 o'clock. They're having some type of solemn assembly and then a luncheon afterwards. Be honest with you, I ain't interested in cracking chicken bones, okay, with these guys. It looks to me like somebody's trying to do something. Awake88.org, right here in Ohio, 11 o'clock tomorrow at the State House with a luncheon that's following. Is that, I don't fit in with this group, okay? But I want to encourage this group. What if we could get these guys to wake up What if I could get JC Church? JC, are you watching? Hey, JC, bring your congregation to the abortion clinic with us. Will you, JC? Hey, JC, shake up some of your people and bring them to the gay pride parade with us. Will you, JC? See, we have to do more than just go into the halls of Congress. It's a good place to be, and it's a good thing to do. But we have to go out. We have to go out, and we have to stand up, and we have to push back, and we have to show that this stuff matters to us. So I put this up on the screen today for all of the people in Ohio who maybe are within an hour's drive of Columbus. 11 o'clock tomorrow. It's called Ohio 714. I look down at the names and the faces of the guys. I'll be honest with you, I don't know most of them. It's put on, part of it's put on by the Family Research Council. We know who the Family Research Council is. You can see they're in there. Dr. John Kulag, Ohio Christian University, Aaron Baer, Citizens for Community, Battered, Pastor Miller, Montagna, Trevor Johnson, Church of the Nazarene, Bob Burney, radio talk shows, Chris Long. There's some good folks in here. Yeah, this is good. Hey, listen, Bert Lindsay, Lindsay Honda. There's some good folk here, and I'm going to tell you something. They're not like us. They're not boots on the ground good people. And I would just pray that the Lord would help them to see the importance of what we have to offer. Help them to understand what we bring to the table. They want to go crack chicken bones with their elected officials. God bless them, and go do that. But understand the importance of those of us out on the street bringing an awareness to abortion, bringing awareness to what's going on with homosexuality and how they're infiltrating into the schools and into our children. Out on the streets, raising awareness that there would be a meeting of this, a melding of these two coming together. Lord help us. Somebody jump in. I want an abortion. I don't want to eat chicken. Go ahead.
This is JR. I'm here, Coach. I am encouraged. That Trump brings tears to my eyes.
It's unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. So, JR, here's your crew. Right here they are. Here they are. Here they are. I could tell you some stories, but I won't. Because God bless them. God bless them. We're not going to win this war politically. It's not going to be won politically.
Dave.
Hey, Roger.
Oh, you just said what I was going to say. I'm happy they're gathering, but if we were going to have won this war politically, it would have happened.
Right.
The parties do not have it in them. They're counting votes too often.
Yep. Right.
Counting November 7th too often to remain in power. And I don't mean to be down, but it's not going to be a political solution. We've seen that already at the national level going on right now. And at the state house level, I don't think it's going to be different. And the only thing I can say is unless there is a wholesale revival in the political arena, and we'll know it because we'll see it. But the status quo, I don't think will change too much.
Hey, Roger, they see pictures of those little aborted babies that we had up on the screen. They don't even care. It doesn't even move their heart. It goes back to the anger thing. Yeah, come on in.
And that goes right back to that, what I was talking about with that deputy last week, was that there are some that are standing up and speaking because, like he said that that's what we need, David. The church right, is yes. asleep. The church is sleeping, and they need to be awakened. And he said, before that, if that doesn't happen, revival can't happen.
Amen.
So I was encouraged by that.
It's only going to come through the church. Yeah, Jared.
Yeah, this weekend, just another kind of quote-unquote praise report, I guess. But I went to the mega church that I grew up in when I went in high school. Me and my brothers would go to this mega church. And I went there this week like, oh, you know, I'm going there for social interaction. That was why I was going. I was not going to worship. I was going for social interaction with people who read the Bible sometimes. But the pastor ends up preaching against homosexuality. He ends up preaching against abortion. He ends up talking about Ireland and their abortion. This is a megachurch pastor. Half the seats were empty.
Wow, wow, wow.
You know, and so I was encouraged with the people. If there's any ounce of truth in people that you can't deny what's happening, you know. So they're talking.
Yeah,
hopefully it'll get better.
See, I hate the connection, but guys, listen. Oh, thank you. Ooh, I got goosebumps on that. What flows through the head flows through the body. When you take a pill in the morning, you get up, you got a headache, you take a pill, you got to put it in your mouth. You don't put it into your toe. It goes through the head, goes through the body. And you can deny it if you want to. You can laugh all you want to. The honoring of Jesus Christ in the White House is flowing throughout the country. See? Some of you are still stuck on pussy. Some of you are still stuck on strip clubs. And so there's something that's going on. Michelle, I don't know if you can, Michelle. And she's up there. Can you bring me down Rodney Howard's book? I don't know if she'll do that or not. Tell us, there's something going on. You know, the scripture tells us that we cannot miss the Lord's time of visitation. And we are sitting at a very, very precipitous point that God is hanging in the balance, I think. And I think the only thing that's going to turn the tide is a more militant, open, strong Christian response. That's what I think. We know there's a deep state. We know that President Trump is welcoming the name of Jesus. I don't know what kind of Christian he is. He's welcoming the name of Jesus. We know that. But we know that the deep state still isn't for Jesus. We know that your local cops still may not be for Jesus. Some might, some may not be. We know that the state governments, they maybe they're lagging a little bit behind. But do you understand me? What flows through the head flows through the body. And Donald Trump is publicly honoring the name of Jesus again in America. I think it's incredibly significant. And so we can't miss it. We can't miss it. Fellas, listen, we are the SWAT team. My wife, isn't she something? We are the SWAT team. Just got this from, I guess I can coin my friend, Dr. Rodney Howard Brown. I don't know if you guys can see that. The killing of Uncle Sam. There's a read for you. There's a read for you. Some guy from South Africa comes here and explains to us exactly what's going on. Personalized for my buddy. The killing of Uncle Sam. And why we think that we're going to win this battle without showing up out in the streets. Come on in, man. I'm rambling. It's 7:30 already and I'm rambling. Are you guys picking up what I'm laying down? Do you get it? Do you understand the significance of the 15th and 16th here in Columbus, Ohio? By the way, David Arthur, by the way, hey, Jared, can you pull up real quickly a map of the United States of America? I want to show you something. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, you know, I'm excited to share something the Holy Spirit just laid on me really hard two nights ago.
Yeah, leave that right there, Jared.
Go to the book of James real quick, chapter 1. And in James chapter 1, verse 6, it says, but let him ask in faith. Okay, well, let's go back to 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not a man think that he shall receive, let not that man, now that man is the one that wavers. That man is the one that wavers. Let him, let that man not think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Then the next verse, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So I woke up and the Spirit hit me with what it hit me with, and then I went and got up out of the bed and came in and did a study on that double-minded. And that's not different words. That's not a word for double and a word for minded. It's one Greek word. It was translated as double-minded in what, 1511, 1611, one of those 2 years. In the King James Version, but that Greek word means two spirits.
Mm.
And then the Holy Spirit told me, he says, you know what a double-minded person is? He says, that's somebody who prays, thy will be done, O God, Father God in heaven, thy will be done. And then in the next breath, he presumes to tell God how that will is supposed to be carried out and what it's supposed to end up as. That's double-minded. You're saying, I trust you, God. I trust your will. And then the very next breath you say, but not enough that I got to clarify what I want here.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Yes, I will. Yet, no, I won't. Yes, I can. No, I can't. Double-minded in all of his ways. Your will be done, Lord, but how about this? A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Good, Larry. It's good, man. Guys, it's just where. See, listen, you cannot say, Jared, do you have those little babies again? Can you throw those little babies back up? You can't say this bothers you and not do anything. It's double-minded in my opinion. Oh, we got to end abortion. They're killing little babies. You can't say this bothers you and then not do something. That's where the church is. The church, first of all, the church wouldn't want to see the pictures. But if the church did see the picture, they're still not going to do anything about it. Why? Because they're double-minded in all of them. That's why.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, by the way, thanks to all of you who are sending me emails. I appreciate that. Go ahead, George.
Coach, can I take just a minute and tell something that happened to Paul Webb and I this weekend when we were out campaigning for Dan Fisher?
Well, please do.
Guys, this is absolutely unbelievable. It's called Discovery Bible Church in Owosso, Oklahoma. And we are putting flyers on cars like we normally do. And long because story Dan short, Fisher, these
Dan Fisher wants to end that. Is that right, George? He wants to. Yes. He sees pictures. He doesn't want any more of that.
100% abolitionist. And so we're putting flyers on the cars of these two ushers. One guy came in an old pickup and he screeched right in front of me, got out. And these guys were violent, not in the sense physically, but verbally. And I started explaining what we were doing and who Dan Fisher was. He wants to end abortion. One of the guys, big heavyset guy, said, the only blood I care about is my own blood. He said, I don't care about anyone else's blood. And then they went and they said, they're going to pick up all the flyers off the cars. But you know what? I saw something happen to my friend Paul Webb. Man, I'll tell you, Pastor Paul, he was bold. We both were bold. And you know what? You know what I'm going to do, guys? I'm going to go talk to that pastor, and I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to see if that's really what he's teaching and represents. And if you rebuke those two guys, well, I'll rebuke him or encourage him to rebuke the two guys right there. But here's my point. Paul and I, just a year ago, Coach, we would have felt so uncomfortable doing something like that. But, you know, guys, if you're uncomfortable and you're teetering whether to come to Ohio and do these type of things, the only way you're going to grow hair on your chest, and this is what Coach taught Paul and I, is you got to engage in the battle. You got to get some scars. You got to get in there, because when you realize the only way, Coach, this, it's not by being nice and being passive, and you know, it's going to be by getting in their grill and, you know what, and rebuking this and letting them know that we have no fear of them, that they should be fearing the living God.
George, like Donald Trump said in the debate regarding partial birth abortion, he said, it may be all right with Hillary, but it ain't all right with me. It's time we stood up and said, amen. It may be all right with the Supreme Court, but it ain't all right with me. It may be okay with my pastor, but it ain't all right with me. It may be okay with the Republican Party, but it ain't all right with me. We've got to stand up and start doing this, folks. We have to do it.
Amen.
George is coming from Oklahoma. He's bringing his buddy Paul Webb from Oklahoma. George is coming. He got better things he could do. He could stay right where he lives and do some stuff. He could go to his own clinic. Guys, I'm going to tell you, listen to me. I'm speaking to somebody's heart right now. Your life will forever change. Your spiritual life will forever change for two reasons. Number one, you'll see the enemy face to face for the first time. And number two, your heart is going to be melded to like brothers. You're going to run into other godly guys that you cannot believe. Guys, on this queue, You're going to meet them face to face, and you are going to have a bond that's going to take place for them that will be life changing for you. I can't encourage you enough to get here. I can't encourage you enough. And okay, George, I'm going to say it. If some of you who can't come would send us some money, I could fly some guys in who would love to come here but can't get here. Where am I here, fellas? Oh, my goodness. Let me put that back up. Oh, don't forget this. I still got some of these left. I mailed out 100 of these this weekend. I got another 100 coming. The Occupy Conference is good, man. It's my last one right there till the other ones get here today or tomorrow. Rodney Howard Brown's book, I'm going to put it up there again, The Killing of Uncle Sam, tells you everything that happened. See, I don't know what you think about Dr. Rodney Howard Brown. I don't care. But, you know, I don't. But he takes you through the whole thing. Exactly what happened. The money, the Fed, everything. The Rothschilds. It's all right in here. Killing of Uncle Sam. Back of it. Follow the money. Wow! I'm getting goosebumps. Okay. I'm looking over here to see if I'm forgetting anything because I throw so many daggone things up in there. I want to see that. Yeah, I want to see that. I want to see that. I think I've covered it all. Anybody got anything they want to fly on the tree before?
The heart of hope.
Somebody, go ahead, David. I think it was you.
The heart of it all.
Oh, thank you. Is that the put that, David? Thank you so much, Jared. Put the map of the United States again up there. What? Hey? Oh yeah, yeah. Don't forget Pastor Mike Spaulding's conference this weekend. For those of you in Ohio. Oh, my goodness. Go Ye Therefore conference with Pastor Mike Spaulding. Soaring Eagle Radio. Friday night, Saturday, me, Russ Dizdar, Tom Dunn, David Arthur, David Heavener. It's going to be good if you're in the area in Lima, Ohio. Thank you, Michelle. God, that's why I love her. She's always on top of it. I'm trying to see. Jared, do you have that thrown up there for me? I'm scrambling here this morning, boy. I got my mind's going 1,000 different directions. There it is, the map of Ohio. Now, here's why we say, Jared, can you take your pointer and put it on Ohio? Right there. Now, look, folks, I want you to look at that. Somebody told me one time that 2/3 of the population of the United States are with a day's drive of Columbus, Ohio. Jared, reduce that a little bit again, Jared. I want people to see this. Then you can zoom in. Oh, Jared, there it is. There's the heart. There's the heart of America. Do you see it? You guys see the heart of America? You see it right in the midsection. The heart of America. The heartbeat of America. Here. That's why David Arthur's making it here. That's why David Heavener's coming here. Something's going on here. Now, you jump in your car, Jared. 8 hours, I can be in New York City. I can be in Pittsburgh. I can be in Philadelphia. I can be in Baltimore, Maryland. I can be in Washington, D.C. I can be in Virginia Beach. I can be in Atlantic City. I can be in Charlotte, North Carolina. I can be in Nashville, Tennessee. I'd be in Chicago. Less than a day's drive of Columbus, Ohio. 2/3 of America's population. You say, oh, that can't be. Well, trust me. I can't drive to Texas in a day. I can't drive to California in a day. But we do know that the West is wide open spaces, right? We know it ain't wide open spaces out here in the East. There's something going on in Ohio. You can either be part of it or not be part of it. There it is, man. There it is. Tennessee, how long would that take me, Jared? 7 hours and 21 minutes to be in Nashville. Indianapolis, that's 3 hours. How long would it take me to get to Chicago, Jared? Let's go. I want to go. I live up in Chicago. Rob Pugh can drive down here in a day. He's from Wisconsin. He can drive down here in a day. How long is it going to take you to Chicago? 5 hours, 14 minutes. Well, that's nothing. That's nothing. Get here. JR just said the heart. I got to come back to that. I'm all over the place. It's all right. JR says the heart is top left on the human body. There it is, baby. Top left on the human body. Look at that. See, you can laugh if you want to. You can say it's corny if you want to. There you be. David Arthur's moved to the heartbeat of America. David Arthur, former tranny David Arthur living on Gay Street. And can you believe that? He moved into town, got a house, and it's called Gay Street. Can't make it up, can you? David Arthur's living on Gay Street. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. All right, I got a couple of things to show you. Wow.
Coach.
Yeah, hey, Jeff.
Hey, just a reminder, too, that Pastor Bill was talking yesterday morning to the church, talked about this weekend at the Newark Parade Saturday evening, and then the weekend with your event that we're all going to be out. But he was Old Testament, New Testament, and basically his message was, even to the people sitting there in the building, the church has dropped the ball, that we are hearers of the word and not doers. He hammered it Sunday morning. So we've invited more people to come. There's people here in Ohio that can't make it to Lima. We're planning on, I think the thing is 4 to 7 in Newark, the gay parade. Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to do 5:30 in Newark because they're not starting the parade until about 6:45, I guess. So 5:30 in Newark, we're all going to be down there.
Hey, Jared, do this for me, Jared. I got to show you this. Type in a NewarkAdvocate.com, Jared. In Newark Advocate. Yeah, right there. This is our local newspaper. Hey, Jared. Scroll down and I want you to see something. There's enough to make a guy puke. This is the front page. Keep on going right there. Jared, showing LGBT pride in Licking County. Click on that. Look at this. Look at this. Front page of our paper. We get to hear about, slide on down, Jared, Frank and John and their life together. Slide on down. Jeremy Blake, city councilman in a church. Homo in a church. Go on, slide on down. You tell me it's not propaganda. Tell me we're not fake. Here's Amanda. Huh? She's a yoga specialist. Yoga. Yeah. And homo. Yeah. Keep going.
And she teaches children.
She's working with children. Look at these two. Look at these two. What's the title on them, Jared? This is our local paper. Are they writing articles on? That's what Jeff and these guys are going to deal with. Okay, I got two things I got to show you before I'm done here. I know you guys haven't seen this. Tell me why this stuff isn't, why this isn't front and center on the drudge report. Somebody tell me this. Why is this not on Fox News? Hey, Jared, click on this 2-minute video of our dear friend Nicholas Cruz. Killed all the people down there. Tell me if you've seen this on Fox News. Go ahead, Jared.
Hello. My name is Nick, and I'm going to be the next school shooter of 2018. My goal is at least 20 people with an AR-15 and a couple tracer rounds. I think I can do a good done. Location is Stone Douglas in Parkland, Florida. It's going to be a big event. And when you see me on the news, you'll all know who I am. You're all going to die. Pew, 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 pew. Yeah. Can't wait. Alright, so here's the plan. I'm going to go take an Uber in the afternoon before 2:40. From there, I'll go into the school campus, walk up the stairs, load my bags, and get my AR and shoot people down at the main, courtyard. I'll wait, and people will die. Today is the day that it all begins, the day of my massacre shall begin. All the kids in school will run in fear and hide. From the wrath of my power, they will know who I am. I am nothing. I am no one. My life is nothing and meaningless. Everything that I hold dear, I let go beyond your half. Every day, I see the world ending another day. I live a lone life, live in seclusion and solitude. I hate everyone and everything. With the power of my AR, you will all know who I am. I had enough of being told what to do and when to do. I had enough of being telling me that I'm an idiot and a dumbass. But in real life, you're all the dumbass. You're all stupid and brainwashed by the political government programs. You will all see, you will all know who my name is. My love for you, Angie, will never go away. I hope to see you in the afterlife. From one day or another, you will end and we'll all die.
Now, is that real? Was that something staged by whatever? Staged by those two? Just kidding. Just kidding. Just a joke. Just a joke. Just a joke. A lot of Nicholas Cruises out there, folks. A lot of them. Out there. A lot of them. Hey, I wanna end on kind of a high note here if I can. Probably going to get us banned on YouTube. I don't know how you do this. How you play something that's supposedly copyrighted and give credit to where credit is due. Saturday night. Granddaughter is over here and she spent the night, and Michelle and Reese, they went in the room and they were watching, they watch Andy Griffith or something on the tablet. So I was sitting at the table and I came across a song and I played it. I can't remember which one it was. And then I played another song on YouTube. Then another song, old song, some Kenny Loggins stuff. And you know, what I realized, songs used to have meaning. Think of the music the kids are listening to today. There's no depth. The old country and western songs we used to sing, or go to any of the Elton Johns, or go to the leader of the band with Dan Fogelberg. I listened to a lot of them. I thought, man, you know, those songs elicit emotion and they elicit deep feelings. We don't have music like that. We don't have music. No wonder our kids are stolen. Talk about banging people and gang banging and hoes. And I mean, it's pretty amazing, really. And so think that Nicholas Cruz would say that his life doesn't have any meaning. Well, it's exactly what he was taught, wasn't it? Exactly what he was taught. So I was sitting around, and one of the things I came across is, I've always loved this song. I want to give credit that we're using this, so maybe they won't ban it. I captured this off YouTube. I don't think Chris Christopherson would care. I don't think Chris Christopherson would care. This is a testimony, and then the song, Why Me, Lord. I don't know if you guys have ever heard that song, Why Me, Lord. Listen to this testimony. Almost 6 million people watch this. Chris Christopherson had a born again experience. Didn't even know what it was. Didn't even really know. Go ahead and listen to this. Kind of end on a high note. Chris, there's hope in Christ, folks. Still hope in Jesus Christ. It's never changed. It's never changed. Go ahead, Jared.
Before we do it, I'd like for you to tell the story of Why Me, Lord. I think it was inspired by Larry Gatlin, wasn't it? In a way.
I was moved by a song I heard him singing in church.
Was it Help Me?
Help Me.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, yeah, it was.
Wasn't it?
Jimmy Snow's church.
You took Connie Smith to church, or she took you to church?
She took me to church. The night before, we'd been down in Cookeville with a bunch of people doing a benefit for Dottie West's high school band or something. Mm-hmm. And then Connie took me over to church the next day to Jimmy Snow's church. Mm-hmm. And I had a profound religious experience during the session, something that I hadn't happened to me before. And Why Me came out of it.
It was a very personal experience then.
Yes, it was. It was. Everybody was kneeling down, and Jimmy said something like, "If anybody's lost, please raise their hand." And I was kneeling there, and I don't go to church a lot. And the notion of raising my hand was out of the question. And I thought, I can't imagine who's doing this. And all of a sudden, I felt my hand going up. And I was hoping nobody else was looking, because everybody was had their head over, bend over, praying. And then he said, if anybody is ready to accept Jesus, something like this, come down to the front of the church. And I thought that would never happen. And I found myself getting up and walking down with all these people and going down there. And I don't really know what he said to me. He said something to me like, are you ready to accept Jesus Christ in your life or something? And I said, I don't know. I didn't know what I was doing there. And he put me down, said, kneel down here. And he, I can't even remember what he was saying, but whatever it was such a release for me that I found myself weeping in public. I felt this forgiveness that I didn't know I even needed.
Could we get you and Janie Fricke and Willie to do this?
We'll sing harmony. You bet.
Well, right, we'll try. I'll do it in G, and I hope I don't mess up the band again.
Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you or the kindness you've shown? Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it. So help me, Jesus, I know what I am. Now that I know that I needed you, so help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hand. Try me, Lord, if you think there's a way I can try to repay all I've taken from you. Maybe, Lord, I can show someone else what I go through myself on my way back to you. So help me, Jesus, I know what I am. Now that I know that I need you, so help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hand. Jesus, my soul.
Why me, Lord? Why me, Lord? Pretty profound. And what have I ever done to deserve even one? Powerful words. So listen, it's not about... Our Christian walk isn't about works. It's not about earning
your way to heaven. It's not about scoring brownie points with God. Jared, put those babies back up. It's just trying to repay out of love. Just out of love. Not that I'll be higher up on the invitee list in heaven. Not that I'll have a better seat. Just out of fidelity to the Lord. If he loves those little babies, if the killing of those little babies is breaking his heart, why didn't it break yours? If it doesn't break his heart, then okay. Try me, Lord. Try me, Lord. See if there's any way that I can repay you for all that you've done. Hey, email me. Let me know. Sleeping arrangements. When you're getting in. All that kind of stuff so I can put a list together. What a time to be alive. The double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. It's either murder or it's not. You're either against it or you're not. You're either in or you're not. There ain't no middle ground. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.